Come sit with us at Berean Bible Fellowship. We're about to listen to Pastor Bruce David Bell as the Lord speaks through the truth of His Word. Come sit with us.
Last time that we were together, as we looked at Psalm 119, verse 25 through verse 32, we were struck by the fact that the psalmist realized his great need. He realized his dependence upon the Lord, upon His Word. Dependence for instruction that he needed, for direction. But the only way to make the right decisions in life. And that is something that many of us still do not seem to understand. That even after walking with the Lord for many years, we still need His guidance in order to walk through the right doors. And so knowing His weakness to make the right decisions, the psalmist cries out to the Lord for help. For the help that can only come from above. And so he cries out for help not to fall back into sin, not to fall away from the Lord and into a worldly perspective on life. And today, as we come to verse 33, through verse 40. The prayer of the psalmist is for the Lord to direct his footsteps along the path of life. A path, as we well know, is full of danger and is full of deception, even from among those who claim to belong to the Lord. And this section of Psalm 119 is entitled He in Hebrew, the fifth letter in the Hebrew alphabet, a word which means the way of God, the name of God, which is the only way to everlasting life. A warning not to be ignored. A warning for us not to be deceived. A warning to us to choose wisely. To choose the path of life that is found in Him. The path, the way, that is the only way. The only way that is found in Christ Jesus our Lord. And so in verse 33, the psalmist says, teach me, O Lord, Yarah in Hebrew, instruct me, point out to me the way of your statutes, the wisdom that is found in your word, the wisdom that is inscribed in my heart, the commands that I know. That I know are true, but somehow I choose to ignore those commands. The commands that I need to apply to my life. Commands that I need to obey. And perhaps many of us are like the psalmist, thinking how far short we fall of God. Do not let me become so full of myself, the psalmist says. Do not let me become so complacent that I will not receive the word that you have written for me to follow. There are many paths in this life. There are many paths that lead to death, that lead to eternal punishment. The psalmist realizes that he needs help from the Lord to choose wisely, to choose the right path, the only path that leads to eternal life in the glory of heaven. Help me to have eyes to see the path that is before me, so that I won't head in the wrong direction, and so that I will not fall into the deep pit of error, error that is all around me, so that I won't fall into the sin that so easily entangles me. Well, that should be our prayer as well, shouldn't it? As those who belong to Jesus Christ, we need guidance from above. We can't do this on our own. We're too weak. Every day we need the Spirit of God to give us insight, to give us an understanding of the Word of God. So the psalmist says, with that knowledge, with the light of the truth of your word, to guide me in the way that you have marked out for me to follow. With that knowledge, he says in verse 33, I will observe your way. Natser in Hebrew. I will be careful to guard my footsteps, even to the end of my life, when I will see you face to face. So the psalmist says in verse 34, give me understanding, being in Hebrew. Help me to act wisely. For without you, I have no understanding of spiritual things. All I have are my own opinions, or the opinions of men. That knowledge of the truth is a gift from God, a gift from God to us. So the psalmist really wants the Lord to reshape his thinking so that with his truth, the truth of God in his mind, he will act upon that truth. With that truth in his heart, he will obey the truth. And so he says, so that I might guard your law and keep your commandments, keep it with all of my heart. For I belong to you. And anything less than all of me living for you would be a dishonor to your name. Lord, the psalmist cries out in verse 35, make me walk in the path of your commandments, for I delight to follow you. That is my greatest joy. But sometimes it seems that I am just too weak, that I am just too overwhelmed. Well, let's face it. Sometimes we're just too self-centered to consistently stay on the narrow path of obedience to the Lord. It is in my heart, but sometimes it's just not in my life. Give me the strength. Give me the resolve to follow the truth of your word. Even while so many others around me are following their own way, incline my heart, the psalmist says in verse 36. Natah in Hebrew. Help me to lean in your direction, to be persuaded in my thinking to value your testimonies, adot in Hebrew, to value your instructions, your warnings as to how I am to live, to value them like they are hidden treasure that you have revealed to me and impress upon me, not to value dishonest gain, the psalmist says. Be'sach, the worthless things of this world, the things that are really insignificant, things that are not grounded in eternal things, things that are not grounded in the truth of the Word of God, the things that the people of this world, and sadly, maybe some Christians, chase after, even by violence, and even by deceit. And we can be sure of this. Our lives will lean in the direction of where our heart is already leaning. Want to know what your heart's like? Take a look at your life. See where you're leaning. See what gives you joy. See how you spend your time. So the psalmist says this in verse 37, Lord, I need your help. Turn away my eyes from looking at vanity. It's all around me. Shov in Hebrew. Help me to turn away from longing for the emptiness of these worthless things. Cure me of my selfish ways. And he says, revive me. Hayah in Hebrew. Help me to rise from the ashes of my selfishness and redirect my eyes according to the path of your ways. Establish your word to your servant. Kul in Hebrew. Hold your word up before my eyes so that I might have the wisdom of your perspective. Even as the world and even as my own lusts, my own weaknesses seek to lure me away from you. Help me to be firm in the faith. Help me to be firm in the truth of your word and not double-minded. But the truth, true knowledge of you produces something in our lives. What does it produce? Look at verse 38. The psalmist says it produces reverence. Yerach in Hebrew. It results in fear and in awe of the Lord God. Is that how we see it? Is that what is really going on in our lives? Turn away, says in verse 39. Aver, pass over my reproach, Lord. Herpa, my disgrace. Shame of my sin against you, which I dread. Yagor, reproach which I greatly fear. Why? Why did he fear that reproach? I'm sure there were many reasons, but the main reason is because that would bring disgrace and shame upon the Lord. And since we belong to him, we don't want to bring disgrace on his name. For your ordinances, he says, your judgments, your assessment of me is good. Tov in Hebrew. The psalmist admits, Lord, you have it right. Your assessment of me is accurate. And so it is precious to me, for your word is a reflection of your character, and you cannot lie. Behold, the psalmist says in verse 40, Hine in Hebrew, indeed, it is true. I long for your precepts, for your instruction to me, for the path you've chosen for me. I long for it with all of my heart. So Lord, revive me. Cause me to choose wisely through your righteousness, tzedakah in Hebrew, through your vindication of me. And this is the bottom line. How will the Lord vindicate us? He will vindicate us through Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
You've been listening to Bruce David Bell, pastor of Berean Bible Fellowship. If the Lord has ministered to you through this message and you would like more information, then visit us on the web at bbfva.org.